Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Oh my God, she's back. I'm so glad to be back. And I'm so sorry about last week. It was so totally out of my control, guys. It's a long story, and I'm not going to waste time with it because I got a lot to share with you. I am this weekend in Seattle. I'm in Seattle with all the fires. I was one of the keynote speakers for the Cryon event yesterday. It went stupendously well, I'm happy to say. And boy, everybody was just so excited about getting the information that all of us do in this community. So I was really happy about that and really happy that they don't start until 10. So I didn't have to work anything out today to be with you. And I've got some amazing information that came in because I was helping out one of the other healers over dinner here. So let me just start by reminding you, we are electrical beings. Remember, they measure our hearts and our brains with electricity. So what came in for her, and in the interim for another healer that I was helping, that we need to recalibrate our electrical systems. So I started really looking into that, and it took me to the first page of our sheets and to number 3, and the part that they wanted to remind us of is that we are the electrical charge that creates everything. Ourselves, our world, our money, our relationships, whatever charge you are sending out through your beliefs, your feelings, and your thoughts literally is the electrical charge that is creating your life. So then they said, we must align our electrical charge with the electrical grid of energy. Now, you can also explain that as the heartbeat of energy. And remember, the channel said that energy is our highest word for God. Energy is all there is. And so we want to align ourselves with the electrical grid of all that is. And then they took me to core belief number 25, which is when I am connected to the I am not safe. Okay. So remember, your I am presence is your creative force. Whenever you say I am blah, 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 in any form that that takes, you are sending out the charge of direction for your energy to follow that. I am tired, will give you more tired. I am hungry, will give you more hungry. I am overweight, will give you more overweight. Okay. If we are in fear that we're not safe to be connected to the electrical part of ourselves that is creation, then we cannot connect to the power grid of all energy. So the first thing we want to claim here today is, I am safe and secure in this world and in all worlds, in all multiverses, to be my I Am presence, to be the God of me, to be the creative force that I am. Because the creative force, our creative force, is our connection to the electrical grid of the universe. The only way to be powerful in this world, this came in literally 15 minutes ago. The only way to be powerful in this world is to be connected to the electrical grid of all energy. So, we are coming together today to claim, or any time you may be hearing this program, please claim this with us. I am connected and in balance and in harmony to the electrical grid of all energy. One more time, I am connected and in balance and in harmony to the electrical grid of all energy. Claiming the symbol, formula, violet, flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. They're kind of laughing at me, I want you to know, because they allowed me to put in all energy, but they're saying, you know, Dee, that's a little redundant because that's all there is energy. So all energy is a little redundant, but you can use it if you want to. Oh, my God, I love my channel. Okay, so can I go to the callers? Yeah, because I feel like there's a lot to get to here today. We're going to start with Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Thank you. Sorry about yesterday. I'm having technical issues with my phone and communications, and I don't know if it's the service or it's the phone. I'm talking to you on actually an older phone with the same service.
And okay. Susan.
I don't know.
Susan, everything technical is electrical.
Right.
Well, true. I want you to connect.
I was doing this exercise with
anybody,
you when you were saying
that. Anybody that is having any kind of problems electrically with electrical cars, with computers, with electricity, okay, that is the energy getting our attention because we are awakened, that we have to wake up a little more and move forward and make this connection with it. That's what it's all about, sweetheart. When I say there's anything else, I get a no. Okay? Okay, well, I guess I lost her. I don't know where she went. But anyway, that's for everybody. Okay? We're going on to K Kim in Phoenix, hi, you're on.
Hey, Supreme Sexiness. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, I love that. What can I do for you?
Okay. I believe I just got my answer. I had two interviews. One was right after the...
Okay, I want to address your email that you sent me first.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because
sure.
That's
Let's
really
it.
What it... Well, tell them what you emailed me.
Oh, okay, guys. In a nutshell, what happened? Dee, in my private, asked, what happened when you were when you turned 30, in your 30s? That's when about when my dad died, and I came up with what I thought it was, but yes, a couple of days
what
ago.
What did your mother say? What did your
mother
say?
Oh, my mom said, okay, my mom said in a comment, my kids will not take care of me. I will take care of me.
Actually, she said you, in your email, you said you won't take care of me. So I have to take care of myself.
Right, but I am so sorry.
No, don't be sorry, because that's exactly where we're going. Because you transferred that to you.
Oh.
And it became, I am not going to take care of myself. And that's what all this work stuff is about.
Wow.
Yeah, well, indeed. I felt the same way when it came in. But I was in the middle of this, you know, big weekend.
You
and
were
I
busy.
Couldn't get back.
Yeah.
Couldn't get back.
And,
but
and
I knew,
understood.
I knew we would get it addressed on the show. And that's for everybody, right? Again, guys, look to your little kids and look at the places in your life where your parents really made an impact on you, positively or negatively, and what belief systems you might have put together. When I explained all this and taught all this yesterday, people were astounded because, you know, and rightfully so, everybody does different kind of work. Cryon is...
Yeah.
Is really a channel that talks about all the possibilities and everything coming up. And, you know, our work is very much more how the hell are you going to create yourself right now?
Right.
You know? So I take care of myself. I support myself in every way, Kim.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Because otherwise, you can't be your creative force, you can't utilize your creative force, and you can't connect the electricity of your creative force to the electrical grid of the universe.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay? You got it?
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about these two interviews, and I know I just got my answer. One of them was right after our session. It felt dead spot on. It felt really good.
It was.
And I got heartbroken when they went with somebody else.
Okay.
And
Kim, no. You see, it's a process. If I got heartbroken every time I didn't get a job, I would never be an actor.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know,
yeah.
Okay. So I want you all to know I've done 6 auditions for guest star roles and not gotten one of them. But I did get recurring on 2 series. So your job is not to get heartbroken. Your job is to go, the interview felt great. I came through for myself. You know, it's all in process, and I am taking care of myself now and booking a great job that I love. You couldn't book the job if you weren't willing to take care of yourself. Do you understand?
There you Yeah, it.
Okay,
yeah,
so you have
I get
your
it now.
Answer. Okay.
I
got
sure
your
do. Thank you.
All right. You bet. You bet.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye bye.
All righty. Miss Phyllis in New Mexico.
Oh, hey, Dee. Yeah, of course, you know, I kind of got my answer with the opening. That was pretty
Shocker.
Profound. Yeah, I know. Because during August, I was having a lot of gut issues. And, yeah, I go to the body book and it says, you're faced with a heavy and meaningful task. And I connect that to what you just said about being attached to the or in alignment with the electrical grid.
That's a true statement, but they want to give you more understanding. This page. Here.
Okay.
30, 31, 32. I never want to be God. Okay, so this is you being protected by your little girl. But guys, if you don't want to be God, if you don't accept that you're God, or the higher word is energy, if you don't accept that you are the energy that creates everything, then you're not going to be able to digest who you are.
I feel I've shifted this in the past couple of days. I don't.
Yes, I get a yes on that. And
okay.
They wanted you to understand it so that you know it wasn't just happenstance.
Okay, yeah, because I tried all this elimination of food and none of that worked, and I kind of knew it wouldn't. So
you've got, guys, you know you've got to get to the energetic background before your body can respond, because everything starts in your energy first. And so if you don't clear up your energy, medicine can get rid of the cancer, and then the cancer comes back because your body's going, no, you haven't really addressed the real shit that you need to address. No pun intended.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I had one more thing. I was walking across campus one night. I saw a placard on the ground, face down. I heard a voice say, pick it up. I picked it up. I turned around, and there was your face. What does that mean?
There was my face?
Yeah, you're coming to New Mexico. I'm out of town, so I can't see you. But you're coming to New Mexico this weekend, next weekend?
Yeah, for the film.
Okay, I know. I just thought that was funny. Not funny, but I thought, oh, it's Dee. Hi, Dee.
Is there any in particular meaning? No, other than it's just a sign of how connected we all are. And there's signs of your connection everywhere, guys. If you've got a loved one passed over, be open to the connection. Like the song that I keep hearing from my brother, you know, and the flowers and the songs that I shared with my mom all the time, the dance that I did for her. There's always reminders. They're always around you. We're always connected. Everybody in this community is connected.
Yeah,
okay?
I felt that when I picked it up, because I don't go around camp. I mean, there's stuff blowing all over campus, but I heard a voice. I pick up that placard and just look at it, and I was like, okay.
That's really interesting.
So, yeah, this is kind of cool.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool.
I'm looking forward to being down there. It'll be a fun weekend with Deborah Voorhees, and I'm going down as part of the Women in Horror, guys. That's what I'm there for. Yeah. And the history of horror films. And I think I'm teaching an acting thing or a Q&A on acting. And so it'll be a nice, totally different kind of weekend than this kind of weekend. All right, Phyllis.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
You got your answer, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are going to Johanna in Santa Fe.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cake.
I'm just sitting here. My son started the film festival that you are going to be part of in this very house that I am going to talk to you about.
Well,
in this
see.
Living room with his money from poker earnings. He's not part of it any longer, but it started in this house. And I called to talk to you about this house. So my mind was completely blown when you said you were coming through here.
Well, again, do you see how everything is interconnected?
Yes.
Everything. Everything. Everything is interconnected.
I reviewed the first films with them and fed them through the first 3 years to get that whole thing going. I mean,
well,
it's just,
thank
I won't
you,
because it
it's
further.
Huge now. It's a huge
it's
event
huge now.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My son and the other person he started it with had a falling out, but we're not going to get into that. But I just think it's pretty interesting that my focus, what I wanted to talk with you about today, was the very property where that film festival was initiated.
Indeed. So what's your question about your property?
So I'm near to the end of the time when, according to the trajectory of foreclosure, I need to be out of this house. And recently, I just sent out this prayer of, send me help, because I can't even tell you what kind of help I need, but send me help. And this, I started somehow, I'm not going to get into the way it happened, but this woman called me, she was told to call me by a friend, and she believes that there were things called assignments that were improperly
assigned.
Positions, let's say, assigned at the wrong time, and that if I can that I can file a motion to invalidate the foreclosure because of these. And I'm just, you know, it's a big deal when I'm like 2 weeks out of moving out, which I have to do anyway because I have to go back to Florida, at least for the moment. But I just wanted to know if the channel had anything to say about me following through on this against, you know, the law, so to speak, or saying, hey, wait a second, you guys didn't do A, B, C, and D, and that makes all this possibly invalid. So
okay, well, there's two issues here. You see, first of all, you don't want to stay there.
No, but I would like to have the money from selling the house. And
well, yeah, but
I don't want to just lose
but
all
that's,
the equity.
Do you understand that you're fighting yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I do.
That's
and
the
I
house
haven't
divided.
Known what to do about that? What?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do know. And I don't want to hear any of you say ever again, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because your brain cannot give you the answer if you keep saying that. So you can't not want to stay there and create a positive outcome from not staying there. Do you understand how the energy fights itself? So basically what the universe is saying, is hearing, is, well, I want it and I don't want it at the same time. And the universe doesn't know how to electrically respond to that. So what you what you want is, I love this house. I love how this house has served me. And I would love this house to give me the equity that I have in it. However, sweetheart, why did you ever let it go so far as to fall into foreclosure? That was your responsibility. So how did that happen?
I was paying attention to other. I wasn't paying attention.
No, no, that's what you, that's what your monkey mind is telling you. So is that the highest question? Why she allowed it to go into foreclosure and not take her responsibility for paying what she needed to pay? That's the highest question. Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Blackbird.
Blackbird.
Blackbird sitting in the dead of night. Waiting
spread
for,
your,
I've always waited for this moment to arrive.
Uh-huh. And spread your wings and
learn
yeah.
to fly.
Yeah. See, that's what you're in fear of. You're in fear of your power.
Yes.
That and
exactly.
that is why you're in fear of not standing up to, look, why don't you look at it as, my gosh, maybe they just made a mistake.
They did.
Well, but that's not, I'm going to stand up to you and, you know, make you wrong.
I got you. Right. My
yeah.
God. Maybe
it's,
they just made a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a clerical mistake that somebody made. If somebody put down on the birth certificate of my daughter that she was a boy, would I be afraid to go and say, I'm sorry, you marked the wrong box here?
Right, right.
But your fear of flying, your fear of your power translates in your monkey mind to, I'm scared to death to stand up to authority.
Right, right.
Do you understand, guys? You are the authority of your lives. You. You are the authority of your lives.
So from that place, I can both say, I love this house, and I love how this house has served me, and I am willing to reclaim it and gain the equity that I have in it. Before letting it go.
Don't even add the last part because it's a negative.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. But you have to commit to be powerful enough to get that equity back. And then you have to commit, if you're a part of this community, of taking responsibility for your financial life.
Yeah, well, that's the big slap in the face that I've been very aware of.
Well, baby, you created it.
I know.
I'm being tough love with you, but you know it's love. And it's what you need to hear to turn things around. You know, I do privates with people that go, I just never have enough money. I say, where are your credit card bills at? Well, $100,000. I said, well, maybe start there. Don't spend the money you don't have. That's responsible. Go create some more money and create a balance between the money coming in and the spending going out. That's responsible. That's an exchange of energy and balance.
Responsible to say, hey, look, somebody made a mistake over here.
You bet. But you have to feel safe to be powerful enough to do that. That's the key for you. Be the blackbird and fly, will you?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you got it. All right, thank you, darling. All righty, we are going to Diana in New York. You're on.
I just, you know, I'm listening to this call, and the last caller, I was mindful of timing of creation. I've created some health stuff, and the last caller, even though it was finances, the responsibility I had in creating the health stuff and what that meant, and it was
yes,
around
ma'am.
Anger.
Yes, ma'am,
and
you're right on.
So I believe I'm past it, but I think I understand the creation and my role in it, but I also I think it was two callers ago about, you know, the God and the little girl and our being our God self. And then I think about religious programming and my thoughts go to, well, God punishes. God is, you know, angry or
okay,
whatever. So how does this all connect?
Well, Diana, that was their story. Do you want to keep that story or not? It's just a story.
No, I don't want to keep that story.
Okay,
and I believe,
well, then what
I'm
do you
creating.
Want?
I want to believe I'm the God of me and that I'm, you know, creating happy, joyful, peaceful, trusting.
Okay, but did you hear your voice? I want to believe that. That's what you said.
No, I didn't hear that, but...
Yeah, I bet you didn't. I want to. I'm trying to. But I don't. That's not going to shift anything.
Well,
I'm the God.
I am
the God of me on this plane. And I choose to believe that, let's use the word energy, that I am the energy that creates. Because, look, you've got, a lot of us have baggage around the word God. We were all taught fearful, limiting things at some time in our lives or passed down through our DNA and ourselves about we can't be God. But we can't be energy. We have to be energy because that's all there is energy. So can you buy that you're energy?
Yeah, and I think that was an important opening statement, and I will use that. And I have been directing my day, directing my energy.
Good.
And then all of this health stuff came up, and I was like, all right, I dug into that, and I know that was anger, and I want to believe that I said it again, that I'm past all this, but I'm what else do I need to do? I'm getting kind of, I'm mad at myself. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, but see, you say you know it's about anger, and then you say you're mad at yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm frustrated that, what is it, did I create this health stuff months ago, and this is just coming up to get rid of it out of my energy, and now I'm going to get into the stuff that I've been creating? Because I'm like, what the hell? Like, it's been
four or five
things in a whole couple of weeks.
once things take hold in your body from your energy, you might have to work with a doctor to heal some of it. But working with a doctor without doing the energetic work first will not be as successful and will take you much longer. So you're ahead of the game. There's one big core health thing. What is it?
That it's going to come back.
What's cancer?
Okay. Something that, you know, takes the vitality out of my body.
Okay. So they said that they've gotten all your cancer?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right, let's go back to the basics. Your brain thinks in pictures. If you are worried that the cancer's coming back, what does your brain see?
Cancer coming back.
You bet. You want to serve yourself that way? Or do you want to say, I'm the God of me. I'm the electrical charge that creates. I am connected and in balance and harmony to the electrical grid of all energy, which is divine health. And feel a lot of love around feeling great and going, hallelujah, I did it, and the doctors helped me do it, and oh my God, am I powerful and fabulous and amazing. So your mom taught you a lot to worry about stuff you didn't have to worry about. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you better start talking to your little girl and going, we're not going to do that anymore. We are just not going to do that anymore. What are we going to do? We're going to say, hallelujah, I'm healthy. Hallelujah, I feel great. I mean, there are people listening who have cancer, and they're going, my God, she's all cured, and she's still worried about it, and I still got it. And if you're trying to cure it, be healthy. Come on. You know better, Diana, okay?
I do. I absolutely
all right,
do, and
well,
I'm extremely grateful.
What you know. Live what you know, baby. Live
all
and
right.
go into your freedom, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. You bet. You bet. All right. Let me move my little. Maria in San Francisco, what's up?
Good morning. Thank you so much for constantly doing this, wherever you are in the world.
You're welcome.
Where is D today? Like, where is D?
Yeah, I know. That's what I ask every weekend. What's your question, babe?
It's two-part. I'm wondering if there's more health issues that I'm not aware of or not addressing as much, like adrenals or further thyroid, because I'm – okay, because I feel like I've rescinded to almost, like, 8 years ago and, like, anxiety, and I never used that word.
You're doing the same thing that that I just talked to Diane about.
Okay.
Can you just accept that you're fine and you're great and you feel good? What are you getting from wanting to feel bad, Maria? What are you getting? All right. Well, let me ask the channel, what's she getting? Sheets. Mm-hmm. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in. Give me a song.
I just, because you mentioned flowers, I was just like, where have all the flowers gone? That's what I was.
Okay. All right.
In.
That's where your focus is. And wherever your mm-hmm. focus is, you're going to create that experience in your life. Why don't you get up every morning and start saying, I see all the beautiful flowers of the world and my life. You have trained yourself to look for the negative. And,
yeah.
Well, honey, then that's the reality of the life you live in. And you're the only one that can shift that, baby cake.
I understand that. I just, when I'm in it, I just feel, even when I say the words, I don't, you know, and I'm scrolling on YouTube all day trying to open my heart, that my system feels literally like it's plugged into the wall and electrocuted. And like I literally feel like
there's the electrical stuff again.
Move over.
Why do you have to troll YouTube to open your heart? Go to your love
to
place.
Find something.
No.
Find
See,
something.
It's in you. It's not anywhere else. It's in you. Go to your love place. Well, that was easy. That's it.
Oh, was that it? Because I don't even know what I love anymore because I had to turn it off to survive.
Oh, come on, Maria. That's all your bullshit story. And if you keep telling that, you're never going to feel the freedom and the love that you want. Come on. You know, guys, I don't know what other words to use with you anymore if you don't get this by now. I really don't. We've all had trauma. We've all been abused. We've all been used. We've all been left. Some of us more than others, but we've all experienced it. That's your story. as long as you keep telling your story, you are not free. And you will never create something new in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You are the electrical charge that creates you, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd start plugging into love and plugging into joy and plugging into smelling all the flowers. Okay? All right, babe.
Can I ask something about my aunt really quick? When I called last time, you mentioned, well, Jenna mentioned that she was forlorn. Then she had an emergency where her kidneys were going into failure, so a doctor gave her wrong medication. I'm wondering if I should just try and make it out to her sooner rather than later, or
you already know that. You already know the answer to that question. You want to go, so go. That's your answer. You got the hit to go, so go. Okay? All right, baby. All right, we are going to Kirk in Long Island. You're on.
Hey there. Wow.
Hi, baby cakes.
Great show.
Thank you.
Is the signal okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Oh, good. I'm driving home from rural Virginia, where I just did another painting competition.
Good.
And having a almost surreal, marginally out-of-body experience, I feel like I'm shifting into a whole different realm of stuff, good stuff.
Listen, that's manifest. You are right on the abyss. That's the highest word. Of fully embracing your power,
yeah.
Of the electrical, of your electrical charge.
It almost feels like new chapter, all new created. Almost like doing a farewell tour to the stories, and it
just
feels real good.
It should, because it's been a little bit of a journey for you to embrace your power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the electrical charge you want to send out. I am powerful. I am talented. Everybody wants me. And I love me. I love who I am. That's where we all have to start. I love who I am. Okay.
And sending love and some notes to you, passed in and out of Bowers County and Bowerstown, and just kept popping up. Sending you love, however the message needs to get to you.
Yeah, they're around me all the time, my family now. We talk all the time from the other side. So thank you for that. Yeah, they're taking a bow for that. And, you know, Kirk, just say I'm there. I'm there and I'm loving it. And the charge that I send out is that I'm there and I'm happy and I'm fabulous and I'm talented and everybody knows it. Send that charge out, okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Complete this electrical connection. All right. Love you, honey. Yeah, I have to tell Kirk, you know, I talked a little bit about the red dot yesterday, and I was telling them all about when I came back to speak in Doylestown, and I looked down, and all of you were sitting there with a red dot on your head. I had a good laugh. Everybody loved it, too. Gina in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cake. What's up?
So
thank you.
I'm taking on what you just said with Kirk is I'm there and I'm loving it. So that was that was very powerful. So
yep.
I think the last time I was talking to you, I was about to go to Canada, so I did get to Canada. I was in my cottage for 2 weeks, and I'm now looking to buy out my siblings, and I know there's some things that are out of balance.
If you think you have to fight them,
yeah.
Try loving
yeah.
them instead.
Yeah, I do. I do think it's going to be a fight because I just
as you believe, it's delivered to you. Oh, my God, you guys. You know this, you know this, you know this, and you keep doing it. And so do I. I catch myself.
All right.
Gabrielle catches me. I go, God, I taught you so well, you little. Yeah.
Okay, so is
whatever
that makes
you
a lot
want
of sense.
To create,
yeah.
You have to love. You, that's the rule of rules. Whatever you want to create, you have to love. You know that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot smoother than you think if you will just get your electrical charge and connect with the grid. But you have to do it through love, baby.
Yeah, so I have a sister who doesn't really respond to that. It's very...
Okay, that look what you did right there.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, I already created that she's going to respond in a different way. I created it by saying
it,
right?
No, you didn't.
Oh.
You just literally said to me, I have a sister who doesn't really respond to that.
Yeah.
So how did you shift it? I don't understand. You can't have it both ways. You can't say I've shifted that and then say to me I have a sister who doesn't really respond to love. Okay, back to the three pillars, which is the last chapter in
porn.
That's
what I was thinking. Yeah.
How I see me, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. So how about your sister sees you as someone who loves her and someone who wants to do the highest good for everybody concerned?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. But you, then
this is good. This is good.
Okay.
Because it's the framework. It's got to be the framework. Otherwise, it won't go well.
Absolutely. You know the principles. Doesn't make sense to your mind, and you'll get all up in your stories, and you have to stay very conscious, Gina. Okay?
Yep. Anything else?
Not about the house, but about this one sister.
Yeah.
What's really driving her is her fear of not being okay and taken care of.
Okay.
So if you approach it am I correct in the understanding that you want to take the house over and then everybody will get a percentage or whatever?
Yes. I would buy them out. Exactly.
That, you know, that I want to honor you and take care of you. Approach it from that perspective. And she'll be able to come around faster.
Okay.
Understand that she's in fear of not having enough, not being taken care of are the highest words. Okay?
Yep, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You bet, baby cakes. All right, Miss Debbie in Florida, you're on. Real quick.
Hi,
what's
Dave.
Your question?
Okay.
Hi, baby.
My question is about my low blood pressure. Is there anything energetically that could help me?
Is that the right? Yes. We're going to a core belief. Here. 2, 3. I have to sabotage what I want or need. So low blood pressure affects your energy, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And it causes me terrible anxiety.
Okay. And that's how you're sabotaging yourself. What you want is to be happy and to know you're powerful and to accept that you're the God of you.
Yes.
Well, that's what you have to move into.
Okay. The show has been fabulous.
And then also, when I say you've been directing your blood pressure, I get a no.
Not consistently. I definitely
okay.
have to work on that. So.
So where do you want your blood pressure to be?
I want it to be what's considered normal, 120 over 80, 130
okay.
over.
No,
yeah.
let's go for 120 over 80. All
okay.
right. So I go to my love place. I love you, body. I can feel my love for you. I love how you serve me. I love how you're here for me. And I am directing my blood pressure to hold steady at 120 over 80. And to do that, I pledge that I always come through for me and give me what I want and what I need. Because
beautiful.
I'm the God of me. Okay, great.
Yeah,
perfect ending
thank
to
you.
The show. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It's so good to be back with all of you. I love you so much. I hated last week when I couldn't be here. Anyway, let's end it loud and proud. Join me, please. I love me. And I love me. Woohoo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.